The psalmist David cried, "When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visited him?" Ladies and gentlemen, the sin of this hour is people forgetting God. Whole nations have forgotten God. Even the church has forgotten God. We are placing things in the church that God would not have to be there. Do not forget God. Do not forget God. Israel forgot God. And when Israel forgot God, Israel ran into trouble. Wars on every hand. Tribulations in every place. Where Israel went, there was trouble. Why? Because they forgot God. They forgot the Creator, the one that had ordained them, the one that called them, the one that sent them forth, the one that touched them with his mighty fingers, the one that spoke to them out of his own mouth. Israel forgot God. I wonder how many of you people have forgotten God. Years ago, God blessed you. His presence was with you. His power was yours. The glory of the Lord was upon you. But now you have forgotten God. How many churches across radio land can you think of today that has forgotten God? At one time had the praises of God in the church, the glory of God coming down. Sinners were coming to the altars. Backsliders were finding peace in Jehovah. But they have forgotten God. The Bible said, "The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all nations that forget God." The word of the Lord tells us that if people forget God, they shall be turned into hell. Even the nations of this earth shall be turned into hell. Why does our nations forget God? Why do people forget God? Because the things of life come in and steal away the love that God has put in the people's heart. Ladies and gentlemen, we are a pleasure-mad people. We're seeking pleasure and finding it not, because we have forgotten God. We find in the word of the Lord that sin is a reproach to any people. Sin is a reproach to any people. Proverbs 14 and 34. If sin enters into our nation, then our nation has forgotten God. If sin enters into the church, then the church has forgotten God. If sin enters into the home, then the home has forgotten God. If we have not the peace of God in our hearts, in our nation, and in our church, what have we? Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for us to turn back to Jehovah. A church in the book of Revelation that forgotten God was the Laodicean church. How they forgot God. They said, "We have plenty. We have finance. We have money. We have great buildings." But my friends, they had forgotten God, and the candlestick was removed from their church. I wonder today how many churches have lost the candlestick. They think they have a light, but they don't even have the candlestick that carries the light. Jesus is the light of the world. We find in the word of God, the prodigal son began to want to go into a far country, away from his father, away from those that loved him. But we find him feeding swine. And he came to himself. When he came to himself, he knew that his father had plenty, and he made up his mind to return to his father's house. Oh, that you would make up your mind today to return to your father's house. He has plenty and to spare, and yet you have not felt his spirit, nor his presence, nor his power in a long, long time. Do not forget God. In all of your getting, let's get God's spirit and his presence upon us. Don't forget God in your young days. Don't forget God in middle age. Don't forget God in old age. You'll need God one day. Let us not forget God. We find the prodigal son came to himself, and he made up his mind to arise and go to his father. He knew that he would be embraced in the arms of his father when he returned. That's all many of you need to do today, is return to your father. Go back to your first estate. Return to your first love. Go back to the altar of prayer. Find you a place in a secret place somewhere, and find Jehovah again afresh to your heart. Let's not forget God. Do not forget God. In all of the things that you acquire in this world, they are not. It is a vapor. Everything that you acquire in this world will come to naught. The only thing that is eternal is the thing that you get from Jehovah. It is the presence of God that'll go with you through the valley of the shadow of death. Then you can be like the psalmist David when he said, "I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff will comfort me." Ladies and gentlemen, do not forget God. It is imperative that you do not forget God, because that is all you will need in the end. You may have a beautiful home, and that's wonderful. That pleases God for you to have those things. And a fine automobile, a great bank account. My friend, you may have these things, but if you have forgotten God, you are a poor man. If you do not have the presence of God, nor the power of God, you are a poor person. Listen, my friends, death waits at the end of the trail for everyone. Every man must stand before God. And when you stand before God, it is not the wealth that you have acquired in this world, nor the education, nor the things of this life that will count, but it is what have you done for Jehovah? What have you done for Jesus? Samson began to be in want because he forgot God. Don't be as men were in the Bible that forgot God, and my friends found themselves without power with Almighty God. Do not forget God. The prodigal son returned to his father. He found the arms were waiting, my friends, and he found that everything was in readiness, and they began to kill the fatted calf. I wonder what God would do for you today if you return to his wonderful love, if you return to his presence and to his power and to his spirit, if you would bow where you are, if you would only just pray a prayer and let him again move in your heart and in your life. Oh, friends, do not forget God. You may say, Brother Hall, I have gone so far away from God that he does not love me. Ladies and gentlemen, that is not true. He died to save sinners, and the more vile, the more that you need him. He died to save you, whoever you are. Turn from your sins and turn from your wicked ways and come to Jehovah today. Oh, do not forget God. Do not forget God. You will need him one day. You will cry to him one day. You will ask for his spirit one day. Why not do that today? Because his ear is not heavy that he cannot hear. He will hear the faintest cry. Oh, my friends, do not let the powers of Satan tell you that Jesus does not love you, because he does. God gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I invite you this day to find this life in Jehovah. I invite you to come to the throne of God. I invite you to find his mercy. Come, go with me to his glorious presence, and let's see what he can do. Would you bow your head there and pray with me as I pray here? Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, see everyone that's bowing their heads. I pray that your power and your presence will be with them. May the glory of God come into their homes and into their lives. As they invite you there, I pray that you will move in their lives again. For Christ's sake, amen.